This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one spot stop for all sporting codes.
And on the phone line with us today, we chat to Eugene Hare, who's the CEO of Bulls Rugby, to talk about the Blue Bulls Girls Rugby Development Project as they are finalists in the category for Community Project of the Year. Eugene, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tamaka. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for making time to chat to us. We truly do appreciate it. First and foremost, congratulations are in order. Just your thoughts on the nomination.
Well, we're very pleased when we heard we're one of the finalists, because, you know, women's rugby in the north is not that popular as in the south of our country. And we've put a lot of effort in this whole program when we started it a few years ago. And I think, you know, we were bearing the fruits of the work that we've put in.
Yeah, and if we just have a look at some of the stuff that you guys have managed to do since the project's inception, I mean, winter games, summer games, you've kind of gone all out, junior provincials as well. It's wholesome, this project. I think that's the word I'd use to describe it. Take us back to its beginnings. What was the kind of the thought process that happened when you decided to start this project, and where are we with it now? Do you feel it's gone in the way in which you had hoped when you started?
Certainly, Tamaka, you know, one of the challenges that we have specifically with our township schools is regarding equipment and also facilities. So most of the schools does not have rugby fields. So we have to transport all these girls that are playing to certain venues where they train. And hand in hand with that, we also have to have specific coaches that we train to get these kids to play particularly rugby. You know, we are competing with soccer, volleyball, and those athletics, those more femish sporting codes.
Yeah.
So contact specifically in rugby is something different for the girls. And you know, first of all, we have to let them adopt to that. So there was a few barriers that we need to overcome, you know, contact, facilities, equipment, and stuff like that. But we managed, and I think the positive energy that was with our development managers and the coaches actually secured that the girls, you know, enjoyed the game. We started off with playing tag and touch rugby, and progressively we moved over to contact, you know, and when we actually have the girls at under 16 level, you know, they fully prepared to play a full 50-man game. So that's where we started, and all the energy that went in there, we tried to keep. We later started with a sort of a club competition, youth club competition, where we exposed the players to play contact in competition format. Later, we moved over to provincial level, and that's where the Oa Tambo Games and also the SA Rugby Interprovincial Tournament comes in, where we are a strong force. And luckily, we are able to keep up the numbers. You know, it's still difficult to get them there. We do have challenges with the girls there, but I think we are successful in that. The biggest thing is that, you know, that appetite for them to play. That I think that's the biggest success that we've succeeded in.
I'm start thinking to myself, it's great work that you're doing, and I think we must applaud you for everything that you've done for bringing rugby in spaces where it might not previously have been. What comes next? What is the ladder for a girl who starts with this project with the Blue Bulls? Where does she go from there? Should she excel?
Tamaka, surely I think everybody wants to play for their national side. So we are very fortunate that we have a few girls that's in the SA under 18 girls high performance group. And we also later on there is girls that played for South Africa on 15 and 7s. So definitely the pathway is clearly rolled out for them. If you excel and you are disciplined and you would like to become a professional rugby player playing for South Africa, the opportunities are there. So that dedication and sacrifice is there. And as I say, you know, the roadmap is clearly put out for them that you can play club level, you can play provincial level, and later on you can play for South Africa.
I mean, when we talk about the growth of any sport, we talk about it hand in hand with grassroots and development. And I think this is why this initiative by the Blue Bulls is so important. But maybe just at that point, in terms of women's rugby as a whole in South Africa, what are your thoughts in terms of where we are and being so close to the game? Do you feel like we are moving in the right direction?
Surely, Tamaka, I think what we need to distinguish is running numbers or, you know, being specific in numbers. What I mean by that, it's much easier to run numbers, to get numbers in the program, and you have 2,000, 3,000 kids in the program. Mm. But the quality of coaching is not there. Then your whole program is not successful. So what we've done is that on grassroots level, we've given everybody the opportunity to participate, do skills development, do running development, you know, all those stuff. And also, what's very important is to be positional specific. So right from the beginning, we started, you know, to do that sifting of the players. And they are very open, the coaches, to the players, you know. If there's talent, they've managed and nurtured those talent. So the pyramid needs to be there where you start with a broad base with big numbers, but if you want to progress, you have to cut those numbers to more specific smaller numbers and be specific with your coaching. So I think that was one of the successes of our program, is that those talented girls, we've moved them to another level and to another level of coaching as well. But not coaching, life skills as well, because, you know, professional rugby is not easy. And actually, any professional sport is not easy. So you need to guide your players from a young age so that they are aware of the obstacles and hindrances that will be on their way to become a professional sport lady at one time. That's our biggest challenge. And the other thing is that, you know, the mentoring program. It's good to have your coaches there, and it's good to have your players there, and it's good to have talent there, but you have to mentor them specifically, you know, with all the requirements of becoming a professional sport. So I think that is our success. Big numbers at the bottom, but slowly progressing and cutting the fat, if I can use that expression, you know, cutting the fat, but keep the bone, you know, keep the bone and keep the good flesh against the bone.
No, I think that expression, it fits in the context of what we're talking about. Let's talk about maybe, you know, your future endeavors. We cannot talk about what the plans are come the future, if there's any timelines that you've kind of looked at with regards to the program and what you would have liked to achieve.
Well, I think first of all, you know, we specifically with our girls under 16s and 18s, you know, for the past 3-4 years, we've been sort of playing in the finals. We haven't won that tournament because, as I say, the coastal unions, normally Western Province, Eastern Province, they're very strong on girls rugby. It's much more their culture. So our short-term goal is to, you know, to win the national competition. And then from there on, you know, our next goal is to see how many more elite players we can produce for the South African squads, and eventually, you know, try and produce more Springboks, because I think that's the ultimate, so that we can come back to our communities, you know, and show off what we have in women's rugby. Mm. You know, in the men's side, we have the prides of Trevor and Yakani, Luzo Koboko, and those guys. You know, and that's the pride that we want to plow back into in our communities. You know, we want to show off with the women Springboks that we have. You know, and that's our goals.
Mm, mm, mm. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you and finding out more about this project. Maybe before I let you go, Mr. Hare, I mean, the awards aren't too far from now. Where will you be watching from? Will you be attending? What do you know about your plans for the day?
Well, no, we will be watching. Mm. We sort of, you know, we will be online. We're very eager to see, you know, what will happen and to, you know, to share it with those coaches from grassroots level up to the provincial side, you know, everybody who participated, you know, who had a role to play in the development of the girls. So we will share it with everybody. It's not only one coach or person that will stand out, but the whole group and the whole rugby community will be very glad, you know, in that. So we're eager watching to see what the final results will be.
Brilliant stuff. Mr. Eugene Hare, thank you so much for coming on. Really do appreciate your time, and please continue to keep doing this good work.
#WeLove #1 Sports Digital Radio Station in Africa.